say.
They're not necessarily a new organization, but I think they've kind of come back to life, kind of the very similar way what you saw with when the Bush administration came up. You saw a lot of people who were for federal employees and for competition.
Right.
So this is kind of a reaction, if you will, to this insourcing push, and I use the word push, I think kind of lightly, by the Obama administration. So the Business Coalition for Fair Competition is a national organization of businesses, associations, and citizen organizations that want to reduce what they say, or what they call, unfair government created and sponsored competition with the private sector. They believe the government shouldn't do any work that is done widely in the commercial world. Technology services, food services, janitorial services, mapping services, and many, many other similar types of services. In many ways, they're businesses who want to do more business with the government. Now, today, they issued a new report card looking at 10 votes in the House and 10 Senate bills that included provisions that either promoted or held back what they call fair competition with the private sector. Now, just going through the bills real quickly, the Recovery Act was one of them, amendments that would be a pilot program to let agencies get rid of real property more quickly, even language in a bill to hire 1,000 cybersecurity workers. John Pelletilio is the president of the BCFC. He says that government should be the umpire and not the opposing team when it comes to commercial work.
We tried to find votes where there was a clear choice to be made between government and private industry, relying on the government or relying on free enterprise. And so we did not have any preordained outcome, or we didn't have a goal or a result that we were looking for. What we wanted to do is try to find the defining votes where the House or the Senate was created with a fundamental question of reliance on the private sector versus reliance on the government, or an issue where the question was, will there be a level playing field between the public sector and the private sector? And it's really the issues that drove the votes that we looked at and the ones we ultimately selected.
Now, we'll have a link to the scorecard on federalnewsradio.com, but very quickly, the results came down as many would expect. For the most part, Republicans ranked high on the Capitol Hill, and Democrats ranked lower on these specific 10 votes, one, each in the House, each in the Senate.
So this group, what do they want government to do if the public sector is really competing with the private sector for work that's not inherently governmental?
I think there's a couple of changes they'd like to see from the report, or at least the beginnings of some changes. Pelletilio says agencies need to stop insourcing contractor jobs immediately. He says it's not a well-conceived program and points to Defense Secretary Robert Gates' recent comments that insourcing is not saving the Defense Department the money they thought it would. In the longer term, he says the government needs a better approach than the current one detailed in Circular A-76.
I think we have to get back to a bit of a philosophical discussion, but I think we need to come up with a better mechanism. I was around during a debate over the FAIR Act. I was around during the discussion over other revisions to A-76. And I remember the hearings that we had back in the 1990s. Particularly one sticks out in my mind that Senator Brownback chaired, where I think 32 times in the course of the hearing he called A-76 a systems failure. And that was something that was echoed both by the government employee unions and the private sector. Neither side has ever been happy with this process. So I think we need a new and better process.
Now, the Office of Federal Procurement Policy is rewriting the definition around A-76 of how to determine which positions in government are inherently governmental, which are closely associated with inherently governmental, and which are considered critical. Now, OFPP is reviewing comments on that final policy letter, but it's still months away. Pelletilio says the scorecard is an attempt to really raise the debate about what the proper role of government is and the proper role of industry and how the two can work together.
No easy answers here. I'm sure you've gotten some reaction to this. You talk to pretty much anybody and they have an opinion. So
this is a hot button topic. It was a hot button topic in 2002 and 2001 when OFPP was rewriting A-76, and it hasn't stopped.
Yeah.
So I would say the reaction I got from the couple people I spoke with was that this is a very agenda-driven report, and it misses several key points. Now, Robert Tobias is the director of the Public Sector Education Executive Education Program at the American University and a former president of the National Treasury Employees Union.
Well, I think that the BCFC assumes, quite erroneously, I might add, that just because it's done in the private sector, it can be done cheaper and better. I don't think there's any record to support that. In fact, an awful lot of the data that has been uncovered by the Government Accountability Office shows just the opposite. Costs more and not the same level of quality. So it seems to me that insourcing, outsourcing is sort of a red herring. The real issue is who can do it best, who can do it cheapest.
Now, Tobias points out that the agencies are spending $500 billion a year on procurement, while they're also only spending about $150 billion a year on salaries. He points that if industry was indeed cheaper and better, they'd be winning more competitions because the government would obviously be more expensive. Now, Tobias believes the BCFC is just trying to grab what he calls that 7% of work that the government does actually compete with the private sector, instead of being satisfied with the 93% of that $500 billion, where competition does not include the public sector. He adds that he's not in favor of wholesale insourcing or outsourcing, but it really should be made on a case-by-case basis, those decisions of what you do with the jobs. Now, I also caught up with Angela Stiles, a partner with the law firm of Crowell & Mooring, and a former OFPP administrator under the Bush administration.
I'm guessing she has a different viewpoint.
Who rewrote the A-76 circular.
She was key.
She says the BCFC's report is an ideological backlash, really against Obama administration, to bring certain work back in-house. Stiles says it's not a black-and-white issue when it comes to what's a commercial job.
There may be many times when those commercial jobs should be done by the private sector, but there may also be times when it could be done cheaper and better in-house with a government workforce. And so you have to look at it from a fair perspective and what's the right answer for the taxpayer. And frankly, these days, even with the commercial jobs, but really with all of the different functions of the federal government, it's a blended workforce. And the government has to figure out how to do this efficiently and well with a blended workforce, as opposed to looking at it like one side does. You'll have the unions look at this and say, oh, it must be all government employees. And you have private sector companies look at it and say, oh, this must be all done in the private sector. When really the real answer with most functions today is that it's done with a blended workforce, and the government has to figure out how to manage that blended workforce.
Now, Stiles adds that the push for insourcing outside of maybe DOD is not as strong as some would think. She says OMB is not taking a centralized approach like what they did with competitive sourcing in the Bush administration. It's done by agencies look at it and go, do I need to? Do I not need to? There are pilot programs, but even the pilot programs are fairly small, and they're around things like acquisition and technology that have been heavily outsourced over the last decade. Now, I also heard from the National Treasury Employees Union in an emailed comment from their president, Colleen Kelly. She states the business group wants to return to the days of outsourcing everything, and Kelly calls that practice misguided. She points to two examples of why NTU believes federal employees are the most appropriate choice to do certain jobs. One example she points to, a contractor employees lost or destroyed taxpayer checks to the government valued at more than $1 billion. In another one, she says, a $105 million contract was ended when it became clear after two false starts that the contractor could not get the job done, leaving federal employees to pick up the pieces and get the work done. Now, Kelly says the Obama administration is moving in a different and what she calls more reasoned and intelligent direction, instructing agencies to scrutinize contracts carefully with the private sector, and when in the best interest of taxpayers, bring that work back in-house and back accountable to federal employees. Now, the BCFC, the business organization, requires that – they're not saying every job has got to be contracted out. They're not calling for wholesale contracting. Paltilio's call says there are certain things that should stay inside a government, contract management, contract oversight. He fully believes the government cut too many of those people early on. They need to be replaced. Congress believes that as well. But he believes that competition on commercial work now – we're not talking about all work, just stuff that's commercial – should be a level playing field, and the government should fully allocate their costs. Again, going back to the A-76 arguments, the government doesn't, you know, when they look at costs, the number that they use is a lot different than the number that industry uses. And I think that a lot of people in industry believe that's not a fair comparison. Now, in the end, he says it's about right-sizing the government and getting off what he calls an unsustainable path of spending. That's really the whole point of what he's trying to point out, is that if the private sector can be better, they can be cheaper. And if the government can't spend what they've been spending, well, maybe they should outsource it, because obviously he believes industry is cheaper. Now, obviously, Tobias believes differently, and here we are.
And this is because the data, everyone can interpret really the data in so many different ways. And, I mean, I've heard people make arguments that the reason you didn't have as much – oh, my goodness, we're so late – but you didn't get the good prices is because, you know, you didn't have a proper strategic contracting officers, because they were so overworked. So they were just – it's a very complex issue.
The if you will, the layers in the onion are deep.